This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Hey.
What's up? What are you guys doing?
Just ready to sports.
What's everybody doing today?
Getting ready for that big Blazer-Knicks game is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was just listening to the sports snort there of Ryan Buckley, and I heard him say that the spread tonight was 4.5.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Now,
it seems a little low.
Well, there is no Brunson. He's out, which led you to be disgusted with the NBA because someone's always out.
Listen, I don't want to bitch about this again, but I'm going to.
Yeah, he actually had a legit ankle injury the other day.
I know
this
he did.
A load management
but
deal.
Is there ever a game where somebody isn't out?
I mean, because not anymore, no.
When you look at the line, like, I don't bet the NBA, but if you did, that it's an impossible task because you have to, don't you have to wait to see the injury report?
Yes, like you basically have to wait until an hour and a half before game time
every game,
night if you want to
every
do it.
Every game.
And it's a total headache.
So Grant is day-to-day or is he?
He's doubtful tonight with knee tendonitis.
Well, he's got tendonitis.
What a bitch.
And he just came back for the first time in a while and he actually had a pretty nice night and now he's,
I was just kidding.
To be fair, too, they've lost, four in a row? So at this point, like The play-in math doesn't work. Like, you're not making the play-in.
Play-in?
Well,
play-in?
Remember, talking about play-in? Well, there was the new GM bro said that he didn't want to get in the way of the opportunity for the young guys to make a run at the play-in. But when you look at the numbers, the play-in's not happening. That kind of died here with this little four-game, was it four or five in a row that they've lost? Four or five.
Who cares?
So that's essentially done. So if that's basically off the table, you're not having that, then at this point all you're doing by winning games is hurting yourself. So like the idea of getting a top one or two pick is gone, but there is a difference between getting a top five or six pick and getting the 10th or 11th pick. So for God's sakes, at this point you've made your run, right? You proved your point, you had your growth and development. Pull the freaking cord.
And that's why with, like, this Matisse Thybulle thing, like, he hasn't played in months.
Yeah.
Why even fire him up at all?
Exactly. DeAndre Ayton will not see the floor again this year.
Whoa.
And he shouldn't.
Thybulle's my favorite Blazer.
Well, that's great. He shouldn't strap it on for the rest of this season.
No. So, like, if you want to play Klingon, fine. But, you know what you have in Anfernee Simons. Like, Anfernee Simons does not need growth and development. It is time for Anthony Simons to
find some knee tendonitis.
Exactly. Get an ingrown hair. I don't know. Develop migraines. Sit up. Tamani Kamara at this point. You know what you have. That dude is your defensive stalwart for the rest of, like, he is
generational talent.
He is a building block generational talent. Greatest Blazer of all time. Stop it. We need something. We need a sore back, right? Get a deep contusion. Sit down. Lose every game going forward, And while you won't get a top two or three pick, there is a chance with some ping pong balls and some losses here that you could end up with a top six pick. And that's better than picking 10th.
Magic Johnson.
There is zero, and I mean zero, sense to be made of trying to win games at this point. None.
Look at you launching into hot Blazer takes right off the top. Listen,
you're a loser.
How many times have we said that over the last...
We've said it from the beginning of the season when they started like
it's
4-4 or something.
3 years we've been saying this. It's a broken record. They're not listening to us. Forget it.
But they at least this year did the whole, like, for a while there, I thought the play-in was going to happen. And I was like, fine, if that's what you're doing and you say, hey, we're trying to develop some sort of culture and, you know, whatever, and Chauncey's saving his job, fine. But that's over. It's done with. I think you're 5 back with how many to play? How many games have they?
Hopefully none.
No, it is not quite there yet.
Damn it.
So you just it's not happening. So pull the damn cord.
I have boob news.
Ooh.
I'm gonna call you off the ball there. I'm gonna make you go around that screen. I don't want to talk about this.
You're setting a hard
show you
there.
My boobs. Well, listen, we've already had enough Tumani Kamara talk for the month, so
porn, Dan. Porn.
Speak for yourself.
That was a misfire. No, I was. You remember yesterday when we were talking about the hat collection?
Yeah.
From MLB, the new era hats that the Texas one had to be pulled because it spells Tatos.
Yes.
Which is up tops in Spanish.
Yeah.
I have been reading today on internet that those hats, because they pulled those now.
Yeah.
Those hats are going for big time money.
Yep.
On eBay.
Yeah, didn't someone spend a G on one of those?
Yes. Yes.
Someone spent a grand on a up tops hat.
They were $45 on Fanatics, and then they pulled them.
I think someone spent $950 on one of the Angels?
The Anals, yeah.
Anales?
Yeah.
They pulled that too?
Yeah. Well, yes.
They pulled them all.
Yes. They pulled the Asshose.
Oh, see, that's the one. No offense to the up tops, but the Asshose is the best hat of those.
But the Mazers remains.
Yeah, you can still get a Mazers.
Yeah, somebody paid $950, as high as $950. Not $9.50, $950 for that hat.
Yeah, well, that's...
on eBay.
That's something. I just...
It would be cool, though.
How much money do you have, like, that you're just literally pissing away?
Well, don't you think that would be cool to have that hat? I mean, I wouldn't pay $950 for it. But in hindsight... That'd be cool to have that hat. That's a good bit hat.
Is it?
Yeah. People do bits with hats now.
Huh.
That's a bit hat.
I can't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand the doing bits thing.
Well, it's big in the golf world.
Oh, is
it? I don't know if you've noticed golf bros wearing bit hats. Hmm. You know, like they'll say like have a day or.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like there's a company now called You Suck at Golf. That I've seen some guys wearing, and I saw the other guy the other day. I saw a guy; he was wearing a golf glove, but like there was like a middle finger on it. And it's I've noticed that.
Yeah, I saw one that said
bits.
Play golf fast or play bad fast.
Yeah,
you know,
someone saying hat collector here $950 doesn't surprise me. Oh, okay, I mean I suppose. The
caddy issues is another one.
Yeah,
the pull out
when
like the flag, you know.
When the Timbers had their controversy with, was it DiBella? Remember
that?
They had the DiBella jerseys, and then the DiBella got dropped by the Timbers for some sort of sexual harassment thing or whatever. I know those kind of became collector items. People were trying to get their hands on those because they pulled them immediately from the shelves.
Yeah, anything they pull. People want them.
Yeah. You gotta...
I like big putts is another one I've seen.
I just...
legalize mulligans.
That has to be a... That's just...
It's just people...
What a cute little cottage industry.
It's just cheeky. Yeah. The bros love it. Like, if you go to a golf tournament, like, go to a U.S. Open or something, you will see 20-something golf bros a little too drunk from IPAs.
Yeah.
They're all wearing something like that.
Yeah.
On their head.
There is... I got a buddy of mine whose son's a wrestler. And so after wrestling, I go watch him wrestle sometimes. And the wrestler bros now, they wear, they do bits as well.
Yeah.
Like you get done pinning someone and then you put on a button-up shirt that says, I love MILFs. And I was like,
that's a thing?
That's a thing.
I respect
I'm
it.
Not sure what that has to do with any of
I don't know,
wrestling, but okay.
Apparently, when you get done kicking someone's ass in high school wrestling now, you put on a... You're doing bits with shirts.
I've choked a cook.
So I do think that that's a... I think that's a young man's...
It is a young man's
I think
game.
That's a young man's
Like, you
game.
And I can't be showing up with...
Well,
bit hats.
I've got a buddy of mine that enjoys bit t-shirts.
Well, does he do like the Big Johnson t-shirts and stuff like that?
Well, Jeff Rust is a bit t-shirt guy.
Yeah, Jeff Rust is a bit t-shirt guy.
He pulls it off.
Yeah, and it works for him. But just, there's two types of people in this world. Those that do bit clothing and those that don't. And I can't bring myself to, you know, Big Wood t-shirt.
Right.
You know, Big Wood Lumber Company. You know, it's not...
Another one says, I'd tap that.
Yeah.
You know, like tap in a putt.
My dad's a big joke t-shirt guy. Like, he thinks a funny shirt is good. And it's not like the Big Johnson innuendo type stuff, but he wears t-shirts that say things like, cremation is my last chance at a hot body.
Oh, my God.
He has it in three colors.
Well, I mean.
Get the man a couple Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
Call it good.
He has started to, I guess, gravitate towards a Tommy Bahama at the begging of my stepmother.
Yeah, I'm kind of terrified as I get older to know if I just... Because right now, all of that stuff terrifies me, like, to my core. And one day, will I just wake up and I'll be wearing a Tap That t-shirt and I'll be like, this is great.
You're past... You're out of the danger zone because you're older.
Well, but that's the thing is I see a lot of old guys wearing bit t-shirts, too. It's the same sort of guy that goes to the Oregon Coast and buys a sweatshirt that just says Oregon Coast. You're like, what? Yeah, like, I'll look at that. You go to one of those gift shops and, like, who is buying a shirt that just says, like, you know.
Well, Lynch had one.
Yeah, I know. And it threw me for
people from New York buy that.
Yeah. They just come.
But what always throws me off is when people buy the article of clothing and then wear it there. It's like Rockaway Beach. And they're in a diner wearing a hoodie that says Rockaway Beach. I'm like, I know that you're in Rockaway Beach because I, too, am in Rockaway Beach.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Someone saying, Suka, I could see you wearing big dog clothing. No, but you know who did? My late father enjoyed some big dog clothing.
I had a couple big dog shirts growing up.
Yeah. We went to one of, like, the Troutdale outlets once, and better believe that one Robert N. Brown loaded up. They were doing, like, a BOGO sale at Big Dog Clothing, and he had, like, a five-year stretch where he wore almost exclusively, if you can't run with the big dogs, stay under the porch.
That's right. Yeah. You know who is a big, big dog person? Alex Crawford. He became a brand ambassador for Big Dog.
Yeah, he's a hipster douche.
We need to get him on the phone, on the show.
Yeah.
I don't have his info, but we can probably find him on the internet.
I'd like to catch up with him.
Dusty probably has his info.
Speaking of a guy that his entire clothing was bits.
He was great.
Yeah, he wore a lot of like 70s blouses, you know.
Big stuff personality
like,
on
big
that.
Big personality.
Yeah. Chains.
Yeah. He probably has a chain wallet, you know, same sort of thing, you know.
All right, well, nice to have you along. It's Wednesday, and you know that we bring it on Wednesdays.
Love our Wednesday shows.
We're known for that here, so. Don't expect anything less today.
No. Expect
hot. I mean, Suit came right out of the gate with blazer takes.
Blazers.
Because we're sports guys.
Well, actually, it was because you had mentioned the 4.5-point spread, thinking that that seemed like kind of a tasty line.
It does. But I'm not going to bet it.
I'm not going to touch it. No. Let's go to the line master himself. If someone's going to have action on this Blazer-Knicks game, it's going to be Ryan Buckley.
I haven't looked at the NBA tonight because I am so locked in on college hoop action.
Yeah. See, Buckley and I are dialed in. We got the players starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have TGL Tuesday, and we've got championship.
No TGL, remember? Next week.
Next week. And we got championship weekend college basketball. There's a lot of games going on, man.
Well, you won your big, your Delaware, the Blue Hens last night.
Blue Hens covered their business. Yeah,
but they covered for Ryan Buckley, and that's all that matters. Not going to the tournament, but they're putting a couple shekels in your pocket.
Now we're
going to
see if Lamar can keep it within 13 against McNeese.
You bet on Lamar?
Yeah.
Lamar
plus 13. You're catching 13.5.
Dude, that's stealing
insane.
Money.
That's insane.
Stealing
it's
money.
It's insane.
In a championship game, that is too many points. Even though this
it's
McNeese
insane.
Team has some juice. They got that Will Wade slime bag as their head coach. And they're the team that has the cool team manager that comes out with the boom box and wipes the floors.
So do you... Yeah, I've read about him.
Vibes guy.
So do you actually research that, or do you just look at the line and go, that's too high, and then bet it?
No, I read something about all the games that I bet.
Nice.
Can't Can't say that I can bring myself to beat on, or bet
Whoa.
On.
Whoa.
Whoa. Can't beat on it. Can't bet on it. McNeese State. Yeah.
It's... Gonna go blow some ducks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave that alone.
Whoa. Yeah, it's a big show. Seahawks got a couple bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look,
that's free agency for you.
I'll just say this. If you are of the teams, because, you know, free agency now, we're kind of winding down. So I think if you're a fan of a certain team, you're either hitting the what the hell are we doing mode or the overly optimistic, oh, my God, the final pieces are in place. Or like the Ravens, you didn't do anything and you just know you're good. The Bills are in that category.
Didn't the Ravens just get Hopkins?
That means nothing. Dude, he is.
You got DeAndre Hopkins.
He has nothing left in the
Is
tank.
This 5 years ago? This is my point of like overly optimistic guy. We love name signings. We're like, oh my God, they got DeAndre Hopkins. Dude, that guy's going to be like their fifth option on their offense. What? So whatever. I mean, the Ravens didn't really have any money. The Ravens are good. They're just kind of standing pat, and you're hoping you get healthy and hit on some draft picks. But for teams that actually went out and did things or needed to do things, like if I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan today, I'm sitting there being like, what the hell? What are we doing? The Houston Texans, what are we doing? Seattle? It falls. It kind of falls in that category of what are we
They're
doing?
Filling some holes.
It's not total panic, right. But it makes me mildly uneasy.
We're also going to talk about old white men who hate TikTok dancing. We'll talk about that today.
The damn kids. I love that we're. That's our major concern.
It's Division One football.
But we'll talk.
No
first,
dancing in football.
We'll talk first about the two. Players, they may have gotten more. I only saw two.
Yeah.
The two players that the Seahawks are bringing in today. Next on The Fan. It's a fine drop from yesterday. Rick Riz getting hit in the head with a foul ball, baseball.
Did you see the Rick Riz update?
No.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's wearing a batting helmet in the box now.
You're kidding.
No. No. Not, by the way, not doing
not a bit.
That's not a bit.
No.
Wow.
No. He's doing games.
What?
Yeah, I'll show you. He's doing games now up in the...
Is that to protect his... Is that to protect his toupee?
Is that
the most important thing?
He's an old man that got hit in the head.
Come on, you? Dude. Yeah.
What?
I mean, you don't need a helmet.
Maybe he does.
No, he doesn't.
Who... I don't like that you are telling the great Rick Riz what who's he does and doesn't need.
This is the old fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. Yeah. Or fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Here's what I would like to say. If you need a helmet to call a baseball game, you should not be calling baseball games.
Okay?
I don't like this attitude. Like when the first base coach starts getting hit in the head, then they have to, you know, they make him now put the helmet on.
Who's Rick Riz's play-by-play partner? That's the guy who needs to protect Rick Riz.
Just send a glove with that guy.
Yes, give him a glove. Be fine.
Look, he's got his little batting helmet on.
Is that a helmet?
Yeah, he's got a little batting helmet
on. Oh, yeah, he does have a little helmet on. Yeah.
I personally think it looks adorable.
What's next? He wears, like, ump gear?
Look, he's an old man, for God's sakes.
Vin Scully never did that.
Well, Vin never got hit in the head, now did he?
Well, it doesn't matter. He could have. He didn't care. He wasn't afraid.
Hey, have you ever been through what Rick Riz? Listen to the trauma.
Did
it get you?
Yeah.
You've never had that happen. That's a traumatic experience. If Rick feels a little better putting the helmet on, I say we put the helmet on. Oh.
Do whatever you want, Rick.
I just saw that today, and it made me happy. Like, in this world, we all need a little whimsy, and we all need something that puts a smile on our face. And I'll tell you what. Seeing Rick Riz in that little helmet today made me happy. So whoever decided to slap that on his beautiful toupee, and the best part, the glasses kind of halfway down, and then the headphones on over it, it's a great look.
Well, that's the worst part, is we are now forbidden from the...
Yeah.
The toupee of the century.
Well, and to be fair, too, now you probably don't have to spend as much time on the toupee because you just throw the batting helmet on it and away you go.
What if he doesn't have it on under there?
Well, that's true because you can only see the side hair. Then I'll tell you what, then he's making sure, then that helmet would have like a chin strap on it because there's no way that thing's coming off.
Could you put the toupee on the top of the batting helmet?
God, I tell you what, he can totally redeem himself if he did that in the eyes of this host. That would be amazing.
Look, I'm also going to defend the greatness that is Rick Riz, because in the land of toupees, right? And there's some wonderful ones out there. Stan Kroenke, I'm looking right at you.
There's a play-by-play guy. I think it's, let's see, I'm trying to think of who it is. No, he's a golf guy that has just an awful one. I'll see if I can find his name. He's a commentator.
If you ever want to see what a toupee is, now he's passed away, but the owner of the Tigers and the Red Wings, his son runs it now. But if you don't truly know the greatness, look up Mike Ilitch. And that man, realize that that man was worth $4 billion. $4 billion. And that's the best that Mike Ilitch could come up with. So the fact that Rick Riz, I can't even look at it. Look.
Yeah, I remember him.
Look at that. I can't even look at him without laughing. So the fact that Rick Riz, who does not have $4 billion, comes up with an age-appropriate, properly colored toupee every year, even though it gets bigger and poofier. You know what, Rick? Keep it going, man. Just shine on, you crazy bastard.
Go look at Terry Gannon.
Terry Gannon.
He's an NBC golf commentator.
Yeah, he didn't he play on that NC State national championship team?
Really?
He's a younger guy.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Okay, didn't know that. He's a golf commentator. He has it is so bad.
Well, again,
it's like you're not fooling anyone. Yes. I mean, come on, man.
That's the part that amazes me is there's hair restoration now. You can do things. The toupee in this day and age that we're living in, the toupee is something else, man. You either you pull a me and just shave it, or spend a few shekels and go get yourself some new hair.
He was a good call, Buck. He was on Jim Valvano's cardiac pack team. Hmm. They won the 1983 national championship.
I'll be damned.
Terry freaking Gannon. Wonder if he was bald back then.
I don't think so. Yeah, I see him here.
He's 61 now. He looks
good.
I'll be honest, he's so young looking. I never noticed it was a rug because I just always assumed he was too young for it to be one.
That is an obvious rug.
There's a couple photos where that thing is sitting high.
I also feel like I don't see him very often.
Well, yeah,
hear him plenty.
If you Google image him, his hairline is like, it's different in every photo by about 5 inches.
Yeah.
How do you suppose that happens?
You know, I love the... Well, that's like the Tom Brady's and the Matthew McConaughey's. They won't own up to doing anything. And then they're like, what are you talking about? And you look in their photos, you're like, man, like your hair moved like 7 inches, your hairline. You're like, oh, completely natural. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we have blown a segment.
Well,
that's a blown segment.
I saw the Rick Riz helmet and I thought you would appreciate
blown coverage.
Well, that you started coming back with.
Yeah, I played the foul ball. I love this drop. I got to tell you, this is my...
Foul.
That is my new favorite drop.
You know what? You're not wrong for enjoying
it. It's amazing.
But respect the helmet that Rick Riz now wears.
I did.
I want him to wear it at all times.
I respected the hair helmet. Yeah. Okay. Well, now we have to go. We don't talk a lot of Seahawks here, really. I don't really know why. But we don't.
Sometimes.
Not really. I mean, sometimes, but
hey,
not.
Seattle.
We're more like total NFL.
Yes. We cover a lot of NFL.
But we're going to talk
about
Seahawks.
That action, boss.
Again today.
Yeah. I can't.
More moves.
I'm trying to make a case for what they're doing, but it's...
I don't... If I were a Seahawks fan, I'd be like, I like the coach.
Defense looks...
I like the 12s.
So I'm saying, it's not panic and it's not excitement. It's just the...
They're kind of in the middle of...
Yes.
Of everything.
Well, and they win 10 games every year, so that probably is appropriate that their offseason is...
I think they're going to win 8 next year.
Yeah. You're not... I don't... It's not a bad call. How about that?
But 2027...
Look out.
So the Seahawks got a couple new guys, and we'll tell you who those guys are, and we will talk about it coming up next. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, the Seahawks got two new guys today, and, you know, it's classic free agency on both fronts. The first front is the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So they replaced DK Metcalf with Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah, like if you wanted to buy, like, a nice chair, but you couldn't afford it, so you ordered one off of, like, Temu, that's kind of what you got here.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so this one is like, okay, they filled a hole, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's an older...
He doesn't excite anyone.
Well, he's an
And then
older...
the other one is a huge name that you go, whoa! And then you look a little closer and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
They overpaid him and he's old.
Yeah. So they got DeMarcus Lawrence.
DeMarcus Lawrence is the other
who
one.
Who at one point...
Yeah, dude, he was a badass.
An elite edge rusher. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's coming off a year where he was hurt.
And is it me or did they overpay that guy?
Well, but again, it's only $18 million.
It's a team-friendly deal.
That's a lot.
In guaranteed money.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it's $14 million a year or something?
Yeah, let me take a look. But only $18 is guaranteed. So I got to, you know, always be careful when you see contracts. Because I think it's 3 years up to $42 million. He's not seeing $42 million. Now, if he turns into the DeMarcus Lawrence of old, then, you know, he becomes an all-pro or whatever, maybe he sees that. But essentially, this is a one-year deal for a nice chunk of change. If he plays well, you can bring him back for a second year. He'll never see the third year of this. And sometimes when you are, look, anytime you're in free agency, you're paying a premium. You just are. I've always said this, when you're in free agency, you're playing third-tier players like second-tier players like first-tier players, because first-tier guys almost never hit the free agent market, or you're taking a risk. I do think that that's a little high, but obviously the fact that he got that means that other teams were interested, because when you look around this free agency class, there's just not a lot of edge rushers. There's just not a lot. I mean, Chase Young was one that everyone thought people would be interested in, but he re-signed back in New Orleans. So this was just one of those that don't get caught up in the number.
Yeah, he's 30. He'll be 33 in April.
I know. It's a flyer.
But he was at one time a super badass. And then as far as Scantling goes, I mean, whatever. Talk about a whatever.
Whatever. He just
warm body.
Yeah, well, DK Metcalf was what? He was a big physical guy that could run really fast in a straight line. And what's Valdez-Scantling? He's a big receiver that can run in a straight line. When he plays, he averages 22 yards a reception. So, you know, you put him opposite. You're going to draft a receiver in the first two or three rounds to go alongside Jackson Smith and Jigba. And in this play-action world that the Seahawks are going to live in with Cooper, not Cooper Kupp, but Clint Kubiak, this is why, you know, it makes sense. He was in New Orleans, right? He's familiar with the system. He's going to have one responsibility. Hey, on play action routes, you run that way really fast. And on the off chance occasionally that someone doesn't cover you, we're going to have Sam Darnold throw you the ball really, really far and hopefully you can catch it. He's a one trick pony and you're replacing, you're not necessarily a one trick pony, but kind of a one trick pony with a bastardized version of it that is whatever.
Yeah, he's been on 5 teams in 7 years.
Yeah.
This is his 5th team in 7 years?
Yeah.
That's a red flag
well,
to
he's
me.
Played
too.
He's played in like 6 games and 8 games the last 2 years. But like I said, when he plays, he is a guy that can hit a couple home runs for you and that's just kind of what you're bringing him in for. But
Packer fan is in. He says when he plays, he drops the ball. So that's good. You know, whatever.
It's whatever.
So he gets 1 year, $5.5
million. Yeah.
He was with the Bills last year and they cut him. And then he went to the Saints, and he actually did pretty good with the Saints towards the end.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anyone else.
No, and like I said, he played in a system where play action, throw the ball over the top, he can do one thing well, and that's about it. I just, you know, the DeMarcus Lawrence one, I can see, you know, it's a veteran plug and play. And we've seen guys like this, Kyle Van Noy, Jadeveon Clowney kind of fit this mold. You know, guys that are a little longer in the tooth. Mike McDonald has had a lot of success with those guys in Baltimore. Where you just a veteran guy, and if you can keep him healthy, you know, it works out for you. And he's a guy that's, you know, that's plug and play. You shouldn't have to worry about him if he stays healthy. The Seattle thing is interesting to me because when I look at what they've done this offseason, clearly they wanted to bring back Geno Smith, but not at the number that they were going to have to pay to bring him back. So you swapped out for Sam Darnold, which I think is a slight tear down from Geno Smith, but not a huge one. And clearly Seattle thought that too, because they wanted to sign Geno Smith. They didn't want to get in the Sam Darnold sweepstakes. But whether it's Geno Smith or whether it was Sam Darnold, the one thing that Seattle had to do more than anything else is improve the O-line. And so far they've done absolutely nothing to improve the O-line. And that's the part that I kind of scratch my head at and say, regardless of what you were doing, and maybe the draft, right? Maybe you're going into the draft and you're saying, hey, we're going to get it there. But you know, you can find guards and you can find serviceable tackles in free agency. That is where you can actually find these. Like they were in on Will Fries, who was probably the number one guard, free agent guard. He ended up signing in Minnesota. Did you see why they didn't get Will? They wanted him to take a physical, and they, you can't take a physical before, you know, the actual free agency period begins. And Will Fries was like, well, no, dude, I'm not going to wait around. This money goes quick. And he goes, so, but he was fine signing in Seattle. And Seattle was like, no. And so he ends up in Minnesota. That's kind of the frustrating part, is that if you're going to do this and you're going to sell us on the Sam Darnold thing, improve the O-line. It's just been too many years of Seattle with this weird bastardized version of trying to fix the O-line, and they spend draft capital on it and they can't pick an O-lineman to save their life. And now you're rolling into a year where I think the interior of your line sucks and has continued to suck. Your right tackle can't stay healthy. You don't even know when he is healthy, if he truly is a real starting caliber. And you drafted Charles Cross, who his rookie year was a solid rookie tackle, and last year regressed. And that's your O-line? And I get you're bringing in Clint Kubiak, and his whole thing is the system supposed to help the O-line. But how did that go in New Orleans last year?
Well,
and you have the most pressure-sensitive quarterback in the NFL in Sam Darnold.
Let's see who they draft.
Yeah.
I think is the big thing. And then we can bitch about their offensive line.
Yeah.
I did see that DeMarcus Lawrence to Seattle makes Dak Prescott the longest tenured Cowboy. Isn't that kind of weird? I mean, I know he's been in the league a while now.
He's been there for a while.
10 years?
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time on an NFL team.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just kind of goes to show you the Cowboys have been a revolving door the entire roster since Dak's been there.
Yeah, turned over.
Not one guy is still with him.
Now I'm trying to think of who else.
Well, Lawrence.
But yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, now that Lawrence is gone, I'm trying to think of.
So Lawrence played his whole career in Dallas.
Yes.
He hasn't been anywhere.
Well, Zach
11
Martin,
years.
Zach Martin retired.
Yeah, this there's year. Another one, yeah.
How long has CeeDee been there now? Because he was drafted by them, right?
Yeah, CeeDee was drafted there.
It's got to be 6-7 years.
I was looking at.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of long-term guys there.
I was looking at who they compare Valdes-Scantling to, mm-hmm. the Pro Football, what is it, the Pro Football Reference
yeah.
Hall of Fame monitor. He's so low, he doesn't even register on
yeah,
there.
Well, he's just...
Usually they have comps, though. Yeah. Like, I'm not talking about Hall of Fame, I'm just saying, like, who do they compare him to? He's not even in the top 300.
Well, again,
he's not a top 300 quarterback.
You need warm bodies. Receiver, I
mean. Well, Hakeem Nicks is, I mean... You just got Akeem Nicks, okay?
Again, you need warm bodies.
All right, let's look at DeMarcus Lawrence.
Well, I'm trying to think. So you got Valdes-Scantling now, you got Bobo, and you got JSN. To be honest with you, I don't know who else is there. I'm sure they've got some young guys that were in the back end of that roster. I don't know who their other receivers are. So, well, now I got to pull up a depth chart.
37. Let's see. Lawrence. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got Jaylene Darden and Derek Young. Don't forget Cody White. So, yes.
They'll draft somebody.
They're going to draft a lot of people.
So, Lawrence's comps, Everson Griffin.
Okay. Nice player from Minnesota for a bunch of years. He had a psychotic breakdown.
Patrick Kearney and Carlos Dunlap.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, solid players.
Yep. Of course, Seahawks great, Carlos Dunlap.
Yes. Again, this is just in the line of what the Ravens do, is they find aging vets and plug them in.
The Ravens?
Yeah. Remember Mike McDonald? This is the,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
okay.
Ravens, the Ravens defense.
This is a Ravens bit, you're
saying.
This is
a Ravens bit.
He brought this over from the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah. You just find a veteran guy that you're not going to ask him to play 60 snaps a game, right? And you're going to fit him into a mold that works well, and they've had a lot of success with this. You can do this with vet players. You just don't want to build your roster with 32-year-old guys. And the same thing with the Valdes-Scantling. Don't pay 30-year-old receivers, but they're not paying them. It's just a warm body to have. Lawrence is better than that. But if you're a Seattle fan and you think that the old Dexter Lawrence is coming through the door, that's on you. It's like if you think the old DeAndre Hopkins is coming through the door, that's on you. But he still can be an effective player.
I might head up there and see if they'll let me catch a few balls.
Hey, I like the Seattle defense. As much as the offense kind of... I can't say I hate the offense. The offense just scares me. It feels to me like they are saying that this new scheme with Clint Kubiak should be able to fix the O-line problems, and that scares me to death. Because what has he ever done to give the benefit of the doubt other than three games in New Orleans?
He's Gary's kid.
I guess.
All right, shove it.
But I like the defense. I do.
Sucker.
I think the defense is actually going to be... I think this is going to be a good defensive unit, and the offense just needs to not... They need to not be terrible. And I don't know where they're at.
The offense was ripping.
I don't think this offense is going to be ripping. I think you just need the offense to not rip S.
We have some lingering questions in the NFL.
Ripped his ass, quite frankly.
We'll put a bow on those and move on to old white men hating TikTok.
Yeah.
Coming up on our show.
Well, I think old white men hate a lot of things, but TikTok probably is near the top of that list.
Some old white men.
Yeah.
And then others don't, it doesn't bother them. But boy, I tell you.
The ones that do.
Yeah.
Go and play intramurals, brother.
Give that thing the frowning of a lifetime.
There is an unlikely coach who has banned TikTok.
You think this was unlikely?
Yes. A little bit.
Hmm.
We'll talk about it. It is Isaac and Souk. That's who you're listening to. I'm Isaac and that's Souk. We are Isaac and Souk. That's the show on The Fan.
Guys being dudes.
All right, wrapping up some NFL talk here. We do have some pressing matters in college football to discuss in our next segment.
It's college football!
Like kids dancing on TikTok.
Yeah, can't have that.
No, we can't have that. Damn it, we can't have that.
Not at one school, you can't.
Well... I see where Russell Wilson is now heading out on visits because it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is holding the Steelers hostage.
Yeah.
They don't know what the hell's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Sounds like Rodgers has three options at this point. The New York Giants, which, okay, and then the Steelers and retirement. Sounds like that's what we're down to. And
but he hasn't made a decision. And so now Russell Wilson is saying, well, I'm going to go because he's in Pittsburgh if Rodgers isn't. But then they're like, well, we don't know. It's Rodgers. I mean, surely they'd prefer Rodgers over Wilson.
Sure.
So Wilson is now saying he's going to go visit the Browns and the Giants.
Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited.
There's not many spots open anymore. Most of these have been filled. But Pittsburgh, like, if you lose out on Aaron Rodgers, like, there just isn't another option. Like, it's bad. I mean, you're down to, like, the I don't know, Jameis Winston would still be out there for you if you wanted to.
Is he still out there?
Yeah, he's still out there.
Being a man of increase?
A man of increase has not been snatched up?
Bang, bang.
I think outside of that, I think they have Kyle Allen in Pittsburgh. Like, there just isn't another one. So
yes, yeah, so they have to get one of those.
They don't
guys.
Want to bring Russ back, but
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch.
They may not have a choice. If Aaron Rodgers...
Well, wait, who's their backup then? Kyle Allen?
Kyle Allen.
Yeah, will be the backup to whoever they, like Rodgers or whoever.
Yeah, and then they'll probably draft one later.
Do you
in
think...
the draft, or, you know, bring in a Matt McGloin type, whatever.
Matt McGloin, well, Scranton Strong.
Well, you know, there's always those...
A Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, there's always those dudes that are floating around that you can sign to be your third string guy.
Gardner Minshew's out there.
Minshew posted a video today. He's got the mullet flowing, like, all the way down the back with the sides all tight, and he's doing, like, a workout video to Creed's Higher.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's brutal, dude.
I'd sign that. Based on the video alone. So do you think that it will be... Okay, so I think I know how you feel about Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I know how Joey Harrington feels about Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. I know how I feel about Russell Wilson. Yeah. But would it be at all funny to watch Russell Wilson flame out in Cleveland? Or would it be more funny to watch Russell Wilson flame out with the Giants? Like, what is going to be a funnier bit?
Cleveland.
Because we also kind of think the Browns are... Well, we think the Giants are a joke, too.
They both are, but, you know.
Browns more of a joke?
The Browns more of a joke.
So after the Deshaun Watson thing...
To end up, if you signed the worst contract in NFL history, and with an absolute scumbag, and then you've had this whole thing blow up in your face, and then you have to rely on Russell Wilson to keep your job, and then that flames out spectacularly, I'm sorry, that's hilarious.
That's good. Yeah, so the Browns, so it's really teed up if he goes to the Browns.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like Kirk Cousins, Atlanta said they're going to keep Kirk Cousins as QB2.
Well, I mean, they got to pay him anyways, right?
You like that? So, you like that?
I mean, as long as, and by the way, Cousins does appear to be a mature adult, right? He doesn't sound like he's going to be a bitch in the locker room. If it's that much of a dead hit anyways, and next year becomes more palatable, and what if Penix is terrible, right? I mean, Penix hasn't proven that he's a franchise guy, so that makes sense. We all assumed that they were just going to turn it over to him, but it sounds like they'll probably sit down with Cousins and say, hey, this is not a competition. Penix is the guy, and as long as Cousins is okay with that, then why release him?
This thing's so teed up, though, for Russell Wilson to go to, like, Cleveland and just, I mean, the Browns flame out again and just,
I know,
he sucks. Yeah. And they get, I mean, just, it's all right there.
It's all right there.
It's all about to happen.
And this is just how funky the NFL is, because a couple years ago with Cleveland, you had this emerging roster and you had a franchise guy in Baker Mayfield. And he hurts his non-throwing shoulder, and you just decide to throw him out with the bathwater and go get Deshaun Watson. And I'll tell you right now, if Deshaun Watson was the Deshaun Watson of old, we all said the same thing. That's a Super Bowl-type team. That's an elite roster, and you are signing a top five quarterback in the league under the age of, like, 26 years old. I get why they did it, but... like, the football gods were so angry with you for giving that absolute piece of dung $230 million guaranteed dollars that they just said, screw you, watch this. I still have never seen a collapse quite like Deshaun Watson. And since then, the Browns have just, they've just imploded. So
it's a beautiful day.
Wouldn't it just be the final, the cherry on top of this just collapsing franchise is to go with Russell Wilson?
Yep. Yep. They're a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Those two.
The Giants, on the other hand, I don't know. Like, I don't have anything against. I like Dable. It's just they, look, the end of the day, and this is true with Kenny Pickett, it's true with Daniel Jones, it's true with Deshaun Watson.
Jones.
I'm trying to think of who else recently that falls into this category. When you bet on a franchise quarterback and you miss, it's really hard to dig your way out. It just is. It really sticks you behind the eight ball. The one squad that actually looks like they may have survived this is Denver. And give Sean Payton credit, because they bet big, and dude, that thing came up. Now, he didn't, but the Broncos did. And Sean Payton came in with, again, a absolute albatross around his neck. And he got out from that thing in 1 year. And it wasn't bad. It was a playoff run. And now you look at Denver and...
Well, I mean, they paid it.
Yeah, they paid it.
He didn't get out from it. No, he paid it.
They paid it.
They just ate it.
They ate it, and they came out the other side.
But the Browns could have done that.
Yes.
And they didn't.
They didn't.
And they tried to keep going with Deshaun, and he keeps getting hurt, and he sucks anyway. It's like, it's a mess.
Yep. Good organization, bad organization. Both horrible contracts. Both should have crushed you. One emerged the other side, and one right now is drowning underneath it. And that's the difference between good and bad. That's the difference between the Cincinnati's and the Clevelands of the world and better organizations that just seem to always find a way to come out.
One last question. The Vikings going with McCarthy, is that the deal then?
Yeah. Although, have you heard the scuttlebutt?
What's the scuddy?
So it sounds like J.J. McCarthy the landing deck is cleared for him.
He's the guy.
But, and I just heard this today, and this is
Tom Brady.
Reliable sources were saying that Minnesota is kicking the tires, and the tires are listening.
Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, are they? Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Rodgers. Yeah. Complete the Favre cycle, though.
Yeah, it would complete the Favre cycle. So they have said that they wouldn't mind a veteran presence for J.J. McCarthy. I don't want that veteran presence to be Aaron Rodgers, but they're exploring it. And supposedly Rodgers is listening, and maybe that... And it's just scuttlebutt. Is that the thing that is holding up the Pittsburgh or New York? Because if Aaron Rodgers can get an insurance that he is the guy, that it's not a competition, because you know he's not going there to get beat out by J.J. McCarthy. So if he gets an assurance and a decent chunk of change that says, I am the starting quarterback, he would be dumb to not go to Minnesota over Pittsburgh or the Giants.
Playing a dome?
Yeah. With one of the better play callers in the NFL.
O'Connell's great.
And O'Connell would have to tell him that he's not running the Aaron Rodgers offense.
What's the Aaron Rodgers offense?
The Aaron Rodgers offense is,
Chuck it up.
I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to check everything at the line of scrimmage, and I'm going to throw to the outside, and I'm not going to work the middle of the field, and I don't need it. Like, it is Aaron Rodgers centered on everything, and I'm the maestro, and I control everything, and everyone has to be on my page, as opposed to a structured environment, because that's what Minnesota does. And they're beefing up their run game, so... That might be the other one, is he might be sitting down there and Rodgers says, hey, man, you want to come here? I would love to have you, but we're doing this my way, not your way. We're not throwing these little three-step sidearm drops out to the outside. No, no, no. We're playing in structure here.
Yeah. What if they fire O'Connell and then make Rodgers player coach, player OC coach?
That'd be something.
Oh, that's because that's what he wants, is taking on more responsibility and accountability.
And GM.
I'll say this. Whether it's Cleveland or New York, anyone that brings Aaron Rodgers in that lets him run the quote Aaron Rodgers offense is an idiot, and you're signing your own death warrant.
Mm. Hey, by the way,
what an idiot.
Buckley over there?
I mean, just stupid.
Yeah.
Lamar coming through.
Maybe.
No, it's not maybe. They're coming through.
It's not a lock yet here.
What's the score?
They're down 9.
Ooh.
2 minutes left.
13.
Ooh.
Sweating this one out.
It was 4.
Big three coming.
It was 4.
Come on. Come on, baby.
Ain't nobody got time for
it. One time.
Did he miss it?
One time.
Yeah, but they got the offensive rebound. Another 3 coming. Got it. No, airballed it.
You thought it went in. God, I love betting.
True story.
Oh, we got a fracas.
Why do old men hate TikTok so much? That's next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.